This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Huge night last night. Did you have any idea that you were going to win as big as you did?
Well, I felt good. I mean, Mississippi, I was there three or four times, and it was like a love fest, and so I felt very good about it. Michigan has been great. It's been great for me for a long time. I have so many friends there, and I had no idea it would be that big.
Do you think it's the message on trade, particularly in Michigan, that was effective? Because we see Sanders winning as well there with a very similar message on trade.
I think they want strength. I think they want military. I think they want to take care of vets. I think they hate Obamacare. But I would say ultimately it's about jobs and the economy. And, you know, Michigan's been stripped. You look at those empty factories all over the place, and nobody hits that message better than me.
Two new polls out today, Quinnipiac, also CNN one, both showing essentially the same thing. You are way ahead here in Florida, almost, I think, 2-1 against Rubio, and even in Ohio, leading Kasich 6 points and 7 points in each poll. If you win Florida, if you win Ohio, is it over?
I think so, yeah. I think if I win those two, I think it's over.
If you win Ohio, Kasich drops out, and you win Florida, and Rubio's gone, and it's just you and Cruz, if you don't get all the delegates needed to win by the convention...
Well, I think if I win Ohio and if I win Florida, pretty much you're going to be pretty much assured of doing that.
You think you'll get all the delegates?
I think so, yeah. I really think so. I don't see the convention going that route. I see probably getting the delegates. You know, it's like the fighters. That's the ultimate way of doing it. You knock them out. If you knock them out, nothing can happen.
You want to go for a knockout?
I'd rather go for a knockout, yes.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to, you know, drag this out? I mean, of course, all the pundits, you know, Shane, they love to talk about, you know, the possibility of a brokered convention because, you know, we just want the craziness to continue here. But, hey, it's been a battle. I mean, the Republicans put out a good slate of options for the voters. I mean, 17, 18 candidates. We're down to four here. And, you know, it's filtering itself out. And clearly what people still, you know, they're very casual about it. But there is a raw nerve out there that Trump has connected with. And that is the raw nerve of the voting public is we do not trust whatever you want to define as the establishment, because all of a sudden now that's brought into question. But let's just say the establishment are those that have been giving us business as usual. Now, Cruz stands on the outside of that because clearly he has been resistant to it. I mean, to the point that, you know, as they say, just about everybody in the Senate, all his colleagues resent him because of his conservative stance.
Well, and now you're kind of starting to see their establishment, if you want to call it that, kind of trickle in behind Cruz. But definitely, I mean, it still looks like Trump is the guy here nationally, as far as the general public goes, for sure.
Well, I think they gotta make friends with him. They gotta build bridges into him and figure out because look at you know of the four cars you got on the racetrack there, it looks like he's got a pretty good lead. You know.
Yep. For sure.
Well, you know Gary Bauer, who writes a daily piece for American Values. Cited, you know, talk about polling, you know, the anti-establishment, let's say the anti-establishment candidates, clearly Donald Trump and Ted Cruz represented 62% of the vote in Michigan, 73% of the vote in Idaho, 75% of the vote in Hawaii, 83% of the vote in Mississippi. I mean, if that doesn't tell you got trouble here in River City, I don't know what does, right?
Right, that's right, man.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we the people are starting to speak. This grassroots movement and taking back our government from the ground up is well underway. And I think the electorate and those participating are going to be greatly surprised if they're not already. They need to wake up and smell the coffee. This is Bill Martinez. 4 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Getting a little bit better every day. Shane asked me, he goes, well, how are you doing today? Is that a little bit better? And I go, well, you know, about 5% better. I mean, these are the incremental changes that you make with this goofy cough thing that's going. And no sooner, you know, we start going, then all of a sudden my lungs will spasm.
Oh,
and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hanging in there with me. And fortunately, it is not contagious over the radio. But
as
we're
far
gonna
as
still,
we know, right?
Yeah, hey, we want the good contagion to take place.
That's right.
That is the contagion of being serious about getting this country back on track. I mean, you know, you look all about and, you know, as we were mentioning in the earlier segment, about how many people, you know, voted for the outsiders. I mean, those numbers are astronomical that Gary Bauer reported. That is earth-shattering. 62% voted for outsiders in Michigan, 73% voted in Idaho, 75% voted in Hawaii, 83% voted in Mississippi. I mean, it's interesting. And I'm sure that Marco Rubio's crowd probably, you know, chuckles a little bit, though he's gotten some backing by the quote-unquote money people and establishment, I guess, that...
Sure.
You know, but,
sure.
But Rubio, he was a Tea Party candidate, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, there's a story on Politico this morning, just titled "GOP Establishment Creeps Towards Cruz," which is kind of what I was getting at too. And it's there's a quote in here from according to this article, it just says a Bush loyalist, so we have no idea who that is, but it says, quote, "Ted is the only possibility to stop Trump," and I think that's. That's what they're tying their trailer to at this point, you know, hitching their wagon to kind of.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, or their trailer. I mean, because it's kind of ridiculous when you think about
it. Yeah.
I mean, this is the same kind of thinking. Remember, they used the same kind of thing. Anybody but Obama. Let's stop Obama.
Yeah, right.
And what they did in the process.
How did that work out, right? Yeah.
Yeah, what they did in the process is they abandoned the development of their own brand and ideas. I mean, all they became known as, hey, let's just stop the. You know, the guy in the White House, well, you know, hey,
right.
There's still a majority, you know, of people
right.
that like him. I mean, it's a head scratcher, just like there, you know, probably people scratching their heads about Donald Trump. But,
Well, you know, for me, I've been pretty vocal even on the show here. I haven't been a real big fan of Trump throughout this whole thing either. But I think we're at the point now where, you know, we're seeing who's going to be there, and we're going to have to make the decision at some point that we're not going to infight as a party anymore, and kind of, you know, get behind the guy who's there and try to make the most of it. Because like you said, if we do this anybody but thing, like with Obama before, it didn't work out. It's not going to work out again. So
exactly, there's got to be a unifying factor, and that's why I was glad to hear Trump. You know, address that issue. I know Cruz has been doing that as well.
Yep.
Even Ruby, I mean, that's all you know, they understand that's the next step. That's what has to happen. You know, we are getting to that point where, look at, you know, you're coming into the tent, you leave your guns at the door, okay?
Yep.
And quick, Quit shooting at one another, you knuckleheads.
Yeah. Well, answer me this, Bill. Give me your insight on this. I think a lot of the issue with the establishment with Trump is that maybe these people, they know what they're getting with Ted Cruz, and they don't quite know as much what they're going to get with a Trump president. Do you think that's a large issue for these people right now, or what do you think about that?
It's control. They don't get control with either one.
Sure.
I mean, Cruz is his own man, although he's going to be beholden. I mean, he's taking some money from people. And we see, we're not idiots. We've seen what's happened with our government is that he with the most, the most money wins, it seems, these days. And or has, incredible amount of influence, whether it has to do with the Clinton Foundation. We've been sold out time and time again, Obamacare. I mean, just look at the recent policies that have been thrust upon us. And we, the people, are starting to say, hey, enough of this already. And they don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. And, here comes Trump, kind of a hybrid. And he's been out there, been impacted like the rest of us, even though he's a gazillionaire. I mean, he's had to navigate around, some of the idiotic policies that have taken place. But even at his level, it's impacted him. I mean, he can kind of navigate, it's a little bit of a game of chess for him at his level. But, some of us, we get hit right smack dab between the eyes with some of this ridiculous stuff, whether it's Obamacare, like you and I were talking about yesterday, about, having your own doctor, keeping your doctor policy and all, and you're going to pay less, Right. All that stuff is one litany of lies after another. And, here we are. We're dragging along. We've got one of, if not, the best economy on the planet that has been hamshackled by who? It's not been the Chinese.
Yep.
It's been our own fault.
Ourselves.
We've done it. We've allowed these theorists and these economic theorists who come in, and I say theorists because it's like all their ideas, they come in, are European ideas that have failed in Europe, and they sit around in their lofty towers in academia saying, hey, this is the way it should work and all this stuff. Well, you know what? It doesn't work that way. And just like in the same way, like Donald Trump, I think he's naive in some of his attitudes and saying, well, all of a sudden, our conversation with Herb London yesterday is that, trade operates in a certain way. And it has been operating in a certain way. You can't just all of a sudden, flip the switch and everybody's going to be excited about it. I mean, let's go back and think about what caused World War II and why the Japanese got upset with us. Is because somebody wanted to flip the switch. They didn't want to talk about it and make this work out to where we could, we could come together. Yes, I mean, and that's very simplistic, but that was one of the contributors to why we went to war with Japan. So you've got to be careful about how you do this, because on all levels, because it's all about control. I mean, what's happened, you've got so many people making so much money based on the incompetence and the bureaucracy of the United States of America. They have taken full advantage of we the people. And we the people are starting to say, hey, enough of this game. You guys have been greedy. You're killing the goose that's laying golden eggs. And now you better back off. If you were getting a bushel of golden eggs, you better start being thankful that maybe you're getting half a bushel for a while. We're going to draw this back a little bit in order to get control of our country, and decide that, hey, look, we can afford easily a $3 trillion size government. That's what we can afford to do. And this stuff that you want to keep adding and give us some sort of dream that and a delusion that we can afford a $4 trillion government, you're out of your head. We're not even affording what we got now. Let's decide, okay, what size of government, what do we want to pay for it, and, go from there, as opposed to, just keep throwing money at all these problems, and we don't have, I've maintained, we do not have a money problem. We have a priority problem. But our government is not set up in such a way, and this is why people are saying, God bless Donald Trump, let him come in, because he's gonna run this like a business, and he's gonna take a look at some of these things. Is he gonna make some mistakes? You better believe it. He's gonna make some mistakes. He's gonna hurt some feelings along the way, but this is gonna be a process. And I believe that Donald Trump is smart enough to figure it out. I mean, he wouldn't have built the empire that he did if he doesn't know how to make the adjustments based on return on investment for we the people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, why not? Turn it up. Let's get loud. Let's be proud. It's 19 after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We're going to talk basketball. We're getting into my favorite time of the year, I got to tell you. Next to Christmas. There's just nothing like March Madness, is there, Shane? I mean, can it get much better than, you know, some a little dip, some of that, you know, stuff you're not supposed to be eating during, you know, during the time. Even my wife backs off. She kind of understands this. Says, Okay, let him have his dip and his chips and, you know, the whole deal. It's only a couple of weeks, but it just doesn't get much better than, you know, March Madness, does it?
Oh, I love it, man. It's my favorite time of the year for sure. And I'm not even a super big basketball fan like Scott is, but I love March Madness.
Well, that's the way to go. It brings friends together, and we have a great time. And with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got John Feinstein with us, number one New York Times bestselling author. He's written a book on the Legends Club. And we're gonna, when we think about March Madness, we think about three incredible coaches, and what he's written about is a true story of the epic rivalry between Coach Dean Smith, Coach K, and Jim Valvano. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's good to finally get to talk to you. Thanks.
Well, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but hey, look, we had to get through the brackets a little bit here in order to get hooked up, right?
Well, as I'm sure you know, book tours are moving targets, and I've got I'm happy that I've got people coming at me in all directions about this book, and it's doing great. It's on the New York Times bestseller list next week, so I'm more than thrilled to talk about it and to talk to you.
Well, let's talk about these personalities. I mean, you know, here you got three basketball legends. I mean, all you needed was to bring John Wooden into the mix here too, and it had been quite the deal. But with you know, Dean Smith and Coach K and Coach V, I mean, wow, three incredible personalities. But man, you're talking a rivalry to you know, rip up the band here.
Yeah, you're right, and it was a perfect storm. Back in the 80s in the Research Triangle in North Carolina, because as you said, you had Dean Smith, who was already established as an icon at North Carolina, Mike Krzyzewski and Jim Valvano show up at Duke and NC State within 9 days of one another in March of 1980. And, you know, anybody who's familiar with that area knows that the three schools are practically on top of one another. They share a media market. Their fans all work with one another constantly. And here you have Dean and Mike, who are definitely on Mount Rushmore when it comes to college coaching, along with Coach Wooden and I think Bob Knight. And then you had Valvano, who was this unique personality. Linnea Smith, Dean's wife, said to me that Jim didn't take over a room when he walked into it. He became the room. And
wow.
He really was like no one else I've ever met. And I was fortunate that I was covering the ACC for the Washington Post back then and spent hours and hours of time with Krzyzewski and with Valvano and more time with Dean than probably anybody in the media ever did through over a period of close to 30 years that I knew him well. And so this book seemed natural for me. It's just that it never really germinated in my mind until I had a conversation with Krzyzewski about 2.5 years ago, in which he talked very emotionally about having just seen Dean Smith, who was then in the last stages of dementia, and how sad that was for him because Dean had been so brilliant earlier, and talking about the loss of Jim Valvano back in 1993. And I said, wait a minute, these three guys were intense rivals at one point, and now he's talking about how much he loved them and misses them. There's
exactly
a story here.
Well, they each advanced like anything. Whenever you have that kind of competitive spirit, they're going to advance the careers and the strategy and the learning of one another, you know,
right.
And there was no doubt. I mean, interestingly enough, that you have a guy like Dean Smith, who you would say, just in an overlooking viewpoint and perspective, whose temperament seemed to go more in line with Coach K, and then you got Valvano, Coach Smith's wife says, you know, he is the room. I mean, he's such a powerful personality that. He takes all the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah, what was with all three of them through the years. And by the way, the Jim and Dean's wives, Pam and Linnea, were just great with me for this book because I could no longer talk to the two of them, and they were extraordinarily helpful. But Mike has always been the in-your-face guy, the guy who went to Army, who played for Bob Knight, who comes right at you very directly. Dean was more a zig and zag guy. He didn't want you to know something upset him. He, as his players said, he used sarcasm to make his points. Mike always said if he'd ever been president, he'd have made Dean the CIA director, because Dean was so smart about, you know, working his way around things to get to where he needed to go. And as you said, Valvano was like no one else I've ever met, because he was the most naturally funny person. You know, some guys can communicate good stories, good jokes, whatever they might be, because someone helps them or writes them out for them. Jim just talked. He was just stream of consciousness. And I can remember being with him at 3 o'clock in the morning, in his office after games, when he would sit there and go, okay, I've done coaching. You know, he won the national championship when he was 37. I've done coaching. What do I do next? And that became kind of the overarching theory of his life after that 1983 title that we all remember so well. Whereas Dean and Mike were much more coaching savants who, when they won their first national championship, their first thought was, how do I win another one? And Krzyzewski's still doing that today.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's taking national teams into the Olympics and continuing to develop, citizens, beyond coaching, citizens as well. And that was at the heart of all these three men, is that it was beyond basketball. But I think of Jim Valvano, and I'm sure that iconic footage of him running around the court,
right,
after they won, every time I think of that, you join in.
It's funny you mention that, because one of the things Pam Valvano said to me that was interesting was that she thinks one of the reasons NC State has struggled to get back to that level again since Jim left, there have been four coaches, is because Jim's so much alive to people at NC State, because they see that image of him every March running around the court in Albuquerque. And the ESPY speech is replayed time and time again, which he gave 8 weeks before he died. And by the way, Pam told me when he finished that night and came down off the stage while he was getting the standing ovation, Mike Krzyzewski had to help him back into his seat because he was that sick. And when he sat down, he looked at her and he said, "Was I okay?" And she said, "Yeah, honey, you were just fine." And then he passed out. He literally had nothing left in the tank after that speech. He was so sick. And still, if you were to look, when you look at the YouTube of that now, you'd never know that he was going to die in 8 weeks. It was extraordinary. But you're right. These guys were about much more than basketball, which is what made them so fascinating to me. And if you go way back when Dean Smith was an assistant coach, before he was a star, he helped desegregate restaurants in Chapel Hill in 1958.
Wow.
I mean, that was – and nobody knew it until 1981. He never talked about it. I stumbled into it interviewing his minister in Chapel Hill, who had been one of the people he had talked to about doing this. When he walked into a segregated restaurant with a black member of the church and basically dared them not to serve them. And when Reverend Seymour told me the story, I went back to Dean and I said, tell me more about that night. And he looked at me and said, "Who told you that story?" And I said, "Reverend Seymour." He said, "Well, I wish he hadn't done that." I said, "Dean, you should be proud of doing something like that." And he said, "John, you should never be proud of doing the right thing. You should just do the right thing."
Wow.
And that line still blows me away 35 years later.
Well, and that's what you love about these coaches, and that's what I love about coaches in general, is they come up with brilliant lines, life lines like this that are golden nuggets that you want to pass on to your kids. And whether Coach K or Coach V, they all had their lines. But what a powerful line from Coach Smith, huh?
Yeah. And then there was Jim's line, of course, at the ESPYs speech when he said, "Every day of your life you should laugh, think, and cry. And if you do that, you've had one hell of a day." And think about that. It's really true. Have that much fun and get that emotional about something, and also sit down and think about things for a while. Boy, that is a hell of a day. And Krzyzewski, it's funny, one of the guys I talked to for this book was Jay Billis, who, of course, played on Mike's first great team in 86. And I've been around Mike for 35 years, and I know he's very bright. But Jay said to me, when you sit in a room with him, you realize this isn't coincidence. He's the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
And whenever I talk to Mike, he always says something I hadn't thought about. So you're 100% right about that.
Well, congratulations on the book, John Feinstein. Legends Club, an epic college basketball rivalry. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Who you're dealing with is we the people. It's a powerful force when we're united. Forget about this partisan stuff. I mean, it just gets in the way, and all it does is, it allows for incompetency and all kinds of craziness. I mean, if you had it, I think that's what the outsiders are saying. That is what, many of us in America that agree, that 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track. And at the basis and the foundation of us being on the wrong track is that we're just, we're dealing with these insane kind of attitudes, these counterproductive attitudes that work against us. I mean, it's like we've seen the problem and we've looked in the mirror and found out, hey, it's we the people, we're the ones. So we're starting to wake up, and I'm excited about the future that holds for us. But we need to continue to be honest in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads us, so that we can get this country back on track. Well, we're going to go back a little bit. History is so important, as you know, on this show. Because it is our life, and you need to look at times in the rearview mirror. Not always, but you need to look in the rearview mirror to see how we got where we got. And so that hopefully we learn from that, because this is why I'm such a stickler about the recount of history, that we do it with earnestness and honestness and truthfulness, and honesty, I should say, and truthfulness, because when you're rewriting history to drive a specific agenda and influence the perspective, it's one big lie, and that's perpetrated on top of another, and then we're in all kinds of trouble. Our next guest, Adam Cohen, has written a book, Imbeciles, The Supreme Court, American Eugenics, and the Sterilization of Kerry Buck. Let's go back to 1927. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Buck versus Bell that the state of Virginia was permitted to sterilize Kerry Buck, a young woman it wrongly thought to be feeble-minded. Adam Cohen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, good. Good to be here.
Hey, thank you. As I laid it out, it was 1927, and we still deal with the implications of that decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, don't we?
We do, we do. It's still the law of the land. Although, its worst impact truly was in the 20s and after, when, tens of thousands of people were sterilized because the Supreme Court said, go ahead and do it, do more of it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, because that was the rule of the day. I mean, here it is, we have eugenics coming into play. And of course, when you think about what was happening, and I rewind, I say, let's go back to about the 1850s. When you had, the theory, the origin of species with Darwin coming into play, suddenly morality took a turn. The respect for humanity took a turn. And, when you see the trajectory that our country went on from that point forward, it's no surprise that this came in. I mean, Margaret Sanger was running wild, at this point. I say running wild, I mean, she was able to speak freely and talk about this stuff, and there was this idea that there were lesser thans in America, and if we were going to have the great America, I mean, it's no wonder that it didn't become a breeding ground for the thought of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, you're right. It did all start with Darwin, because it was actually his half-cousin, a guy named Francis Galton in England, who coined the term eugenics and created the eugenics movement. And a lot of it was because when we learned about, survival of the fittest and all that, the eugenicists, like Galton, thought, well, what nature is doing to create a fitter, human race through evolution, we can do on our own by choosing who is fit and worthy to reproduce and who is not fit and worthy to reproduce. And that idea came from England to America, and we then actually were getting all these laws that were, prohibiting certain people from marrying because they were not fit, or were locking people up so they couldn't reproduce because they weren't fit, or, sterilizing because they weren't fit. And there were all kinds of categories that they came up with for who was not fit, including the deaf and the blind and the poor and the indolent, as they called them, lazy people, and the feeble-minded, which was an incredibly broad category and was used to sterilize people who there was nothing wrong with them at all.
Yeah, and this ruling, it wasn't like a 5-4 ruling. I mean, this was a stark ruling. I mean, 8-1, Adam, that you write about. I mean, that's pretty profound.
8-1, and the Supreme Court in 1927 had some pretty prominent people on it. So the Chief Justice was William Howard Taft, who had already been President of the United States. The guy who wrote the decision was Oliver Wendell Holmes, who many people think was the greatest justice in American history. Louis Brandeis, a great progressive justice, was also on the court at the time. So this is a very high-powered court, ruling, as you say, 8-1, only one dissenter who didn't write a separate opinion, 8-1 saying the Virginia law is constitutional, saying go ahead and sterilize this poor young woman, that there was nothing wrong with Carrie Buck, and also telling the nation, go do more of this. We're in danger of being swamped by incompetence. It's going to sap the state. We need more eugenics. So just a really scary ruling from, a very, elevated Supreme Court.
And who was going to make the decision as to who was an imbecile and who wasn't?
Yeah, it was done, case by case. And in Carrie Buck's case, there was a commission on feeble-mindedness, which was a judge and a couple of doctors, and it looks like they did very little actual investigation. I mean, in Carrie Buck's case, she was not feeble-minded. She had done very well in school until they pulled her out of school. She was not epileptic. She had never had a seizure her entire life. Yet this commission decided she was epileptic and feeble-minded, and they shipped her off to a colony. And that was going on around the country, in different states, in different ways, people, really using their prejudices and, not any sense of fairness.
No due process, just, or maybe just a very small modicum of due process, but very assumptive on their part just to conclude that she was feeble. But really,
right.
there was no concrete evidence on that.
That's exactly right. And then, as you say, like a modicum of due process. So, she actually, got a lawyer that took her case up to the Supreme Court to protect her rights. But the lawyer was actually someone who had been the chairman of the board of the colony, and he clearly was happy to see her sterilized. So, it had the appearance of fairness in some cases, but, a lot of people were being railroaded, and, the stakes were so high. I mean, these were, people who were losing their ability to have children for their entire lives, and also the surgery that they did on Carrie Buck and on, many other women was not minor surgery. So this is the government, you know, we don't like the government getting in our business. We don't like them maybe, you know, keeping track of, like, our phone calls and things like that. How much worse is it if they're actually ordering an operation on you, cutting into you, and taking away your ability to have children, and it takes weeks to recover, and it's not even the safest of operations?
This is a major operation. As you say in your book, Adam, 60, 70,000 Americans were subjected to this kind of insanity?
By the government. I mean, just think about government overreaching. It's just crazy. Yeah.
Wow. And the reverberations of this continues to this day. You followed it through. Where you know, fast forward to today, Adam, your book, why is it pertinent today?
So a few things. One is, you know, we don't have much eugenic sterilization going on now, but there is some, and, you know, we hear stories of it going on in prisons now, or a prosecutor who's making sterilization part of plea bargain negotiations. Happened a couple years ago, allegedly. So there's some of it going on, but there's also the fact that, you know, we live in somewhat, you know, let's say odd times right now. I think it's unclear, like, what direction our country is going in exactly. It would not be a huge leap to think that states and even the federal government might come back to doing sterilization, doing eugenic things again, particularly as the science is moving so fast, it's much easier to do this stuff. We would like to think that the Supreme Court would say we have a constitutional right to bodily integrity, not to have this happen. Maybe they'll do that, but right now the Supreme Court law has been and still is Buck versus Bell. The government has the right to do this.
Well, I would argue, Adam, that it's still pronounced in the form of you know, what we've done with the human genocide of Americans and in killing some 56 million babies. I think it pulls it right to the center of this. I don't know how you feel about that, but to me, it's a derivative of the eugenic mindset.
One thing I will say that's interesting about that is, you know, the one group that was really opposed to eugenic sterilization laws at a time when everyone was going along with them was the Catholic Church. And
yes.
In the states where they were voted down, it was because nuns and priests and other Catholics were showing up at the legislature and opposing it. And in states like Louisiana, which had a large Catholic population, laws were not passed for that reason. So there is that connection.
Well, an exceptional book. I appreciate the insight on this and the study. Adam Cohen, Imbeciles, the Supreme Court, American Eugenics and Sterilization of Kerry Buck. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 19 minutes before the top of the hour.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Faith's leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters tomorrow.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Steve, by the way, your wife called and she says, would you tell him not to play that every time he walks in the room? I said, well, it's a signature kind of thing, you know? Well, why not?
Just the way I roll, that's
hey,
what it is to it.
That's what we love about you. Live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, it is the movie guy. The one and only Steve Evans is with us. Zootopia, you know, we talked about it, that it was going to be family friendly, do really well. And, you know, 75 million out the gate, it is good to be Disney.
Oh, absolutely. It did really, really, really well. Mm-hmm. The largest opening for an animated film in March and the largest opening for Disney Animation. This isn't Pixar. This is a different division. Disney mm-hmm. Animation making $75,232,000 worldwide. So this, and it's a great movie, too.
Yes, it's a good fun.
It looks
yes.
terrific and yes. a great message there, too. It was obviously number one and will be probably number one again this weekend. London Has Fallen did fairly well, 21.6. Deadpool continues to roll. It's made about $311 million worldwide. Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, number four. I saw that movie last weekend. Very entertaining. Not Citizen Kane, but it's a great way to spend some time. You know, Tina Fey is terrific. Margot Robbie's great, so check that out if you get a chance. And Gods of Egypt, wow, only $5.2 million in its second week. That's a movie that cost $140 to make. Wow.
Mm, wow.
Let's talk
about they got some making up to do here, huh?
Let's hope it's doing well overseas. Remember the movie Cloverfield, which came out in 2008?
Sure.
Produced by J.J. Abrams. Mm. Well, we have 10 Cloverfield Lane out this weekend. This is not a sequel, according to J.J. And for those of you who don't know, J.J. is the guy who directed Star Wars, one of the biggest movies of all time. Anyway, he produced this movie. He also produced Cloverfield. This isn't a sequel, but it's of the same part of a whole, he said, a much bigger project. If this does well, then they will continue to move on with this particular project. Now, this movie is interesting because nobody knew about this movie until 3 months ago. Usually these films take years to make. Everybody is aware of them. They're big projects. It's
became aware of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
How does a guy like J.J. Abrams stay under the radar like that?
Well, actually, he produced it. He was working on Star Wars. He had a director by the name of Dan Trachtenberg who was working on the project, sending him daily.
Oh, yes, right, exactly.
Now,
okay.
This is a very cool premise here. We have a young woman played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She wakes up after a terrible accident to find that she's locked in a cellar with a doomsday prepper played by the great John Goodman. He is getting great reviews. They say that this will be remembered as one of the great roles from one of the great character actors. So anyway, she's in this cellar here with this guy, and he insists that he saved her life and the world outside is uninhabitable following this apocalyptic catastrophe. Uncertain what to believe, the woman soon determines that she must escape at any cost. That's the setup here. Check out the trailer. 94% are recommending 10 Cloverfield Lane, and this has a built-in audience, so it should do fairly well this weekend. We have Easter coming up here soon, right?
Yes, we do.
And we have The Young Messiah, another religious movie being released this weekend, which tells the story of Jesus Christ at the age of 7 as he and his family depart Egypt to return home to Nazareth. This is told from his childhood perspective. It follows young Jesus as he grows into his religious identity. You know, this hasn't been reviewed for the critics. I'm not sure what they're going to think of it. I looked at the trailer. It looks like it's really well done.
It is really well done, and I saw the movie and interviewed Cyrus, the director, Cyrus Narasta, in Nashville a couple of weeks ago. It is really well done. I know the people aren't going to be disappointed. But the only problem they might have with it from a scriptural standpoint, Steve, is that most people read the Bible and they say, okay, well, we talk about Jesus when he's 12. We don't hear a lot about when he was younger, a couple of minor things. But what they have taken the liberty to do is say, 12, 7, you know, what's the difference here? But let's take a look at what life must have been for a 7-year-old, the young Messiah, and, you know, and other than, you know, if the chronology of the age might be a problem for some, literalist of the scripture, and I respect that. Other than that, I think it's a tremendous movie and really brings up some things. I think it's interesting right now. You've got Risen, which is about the death of Christ from an atheist standpoint. Now you have a perspective of a young Jesus at the age of 7 of what must have been going on in his mind as a 7-year-old as he's growing into this, you know, this mission and this purpose that he's been designed for and realizing it. And meanwhile, his parents who, you know, got the early prophecy and mission of what Jesus' objective was to be. And they hold these things along the way of, how this is coming together. You know, what God said was going to happen to this young man and how he was going to be the savior of the world. And oftentimes in the Bible, you read how his mother, you know, just meditates. She holds to that idea and wonders, you know, whether it's a comment from somebody else or, you know, an incident that comes into play that is relevant to, you know, what this young Messiah's mission in life is going to be.
Well, I think it's great because we have, obviously, you know, we have young artists that are now exploring these themes and these ideas with these films. And I think it, even though it hasn't really been looked at before, it gives an audience a chance to see these things and think about it. So
yeah, I mean, the thing is, there is some scriptural integrity here as opposed to, you know, some of the other things. And evangelicals and Christians, you know, you're on hallowed ground there. And if you kind of go, which some have done, speaking of J.J. Abrams and what he had produced last year, it becomes problematic and you're not going to have people follow it. But, whether Risen, Young Messiah, I mean, there is a slew of Christian movies, family-based, family-friendly movies that are geared towards the evangelicals that have done very, very well. So it's wakening up, the eyes and understanding and certainly the pocketbooks of Hollywood to realize that, hey, there's gold in them, there are hills, but you got to respect the hills, you know?
And Hollywood likes to have its pocketbook woken up from time to time.
Oh, exactly. That's it's always a good thing. You got it. All right.
We also have something. We have these African-American rom-coms now, which feature beautiful people and beautiful houses and apartments and beautiful lives. And, you know, if you're into rom-coms, check out The Perfect Match opening up this weekend. We have Charlie. He's a playboy. He's convinced that relationships are dead, even though his sister, a therapist, tries to tell him otherwise. His best friends bet him that if he sticks to one woman for a month, he's bound to fall in love. Of course, Charlie takes the bet because he believes that he's immune to love. Of course, we know that's not true. He crosses paths with the beautiful and mysterious Eva. Turning on his irresistible charm, Charlie coaxes Eva into a casual affair, but soon finds out that Eva has turned the tables on him. Now Charlie is questioning whether he actually might want more than just a one-night stand. Not the first time this has been done, but it's a good-looking movie with good-looking people. Check out The Perfect Match if you're into rom-coms. We have The Brothers Grimsby. I'm not a big Sacha Baron Cohen fan, to tell you the truth.
I'm not either.
But he's in this one called The Brothers Grimsby. He's playing Navi, who is a guy from Grimsby who has everything somebody from Grimsby could want, including 11 kids and the most gorgeous girlfriend in the northeast of England, played by Rebel Wilson. There's only one thing missing, his little brother Sebastian. Navi's been spending the last 28 years searching for this guy. They were separated as kids. Now he sets off to reunite with Sebastian, unaware that not only is his brother MI6's deadliest assassin, but his brother has just uncovered plans for an imminent global terrorist attack. On the run and wrongfully accused, Sebastian realizes that if he's going to save the world, he will need the help of its biggest idiot. 51% of the critics are recommending this one. I've heard some tough reviews, but listen to this. One critic says that this is a soul-crushing experience. Lazy, cheap, and lurid, and stupid. Painfully unfunny, and pointless. There you go. Not mincing any words for the Brothers Grimsby.
Well, this is Borat. What do you expect?
I know.
Well.
But, you know, hey, I have to say, if you are a Sacha Baron Cohen fan, and he does have fans out there, check out the Brothers Grimsby this weekend. Now we have a couple of very cool movies here. We have Creative Control. This is about a young ad exec. It takes place in the future, about 5 minutes in the future in New York City. He's played by Benjamin Dickinson, who is the director and writer of this film, a very young, very exciting talent. Well, he plays this overworked advertising exec who's developing a high-profile marketing campaign for a new generation of augmented reality glasses. He feels stuck in his relationship. He's charmed by the life of his best friend, a fashion photographer, and entranced by his girlfriend, Sophie. So he uses these glasses to develop a lifelike avatar of her. Unwittingly, fantasy and reality begin to blur as passions escalate and things get increasingly out of hand. The friends are forced to deal with the impending collision between their public, private, and imaginary lives. Very cool stuff. It's done in black and white. 67% are recommending Creative Control this weekend.
And black and white. Interesting. I like that idea. That's
yeah,
good.
And then we have, I was having my taxes done, and my tax guy saw a screening for Eye in the Sky, and he raves about it. It's selling. It stars Helen Mirren as a colonel, and she directs his drone attacks. They are looking at a house with suicide bombers. Next door is a young girl, about 9 years old. There is the moral dilemma that becomes an international incident. Eye in the Sky, 89% recommending that.
I'm a Helen Mirren fan, so anything Helen Mirren, I mean, I don't know how you lose with that, that's for sure. Well, Steve, the movie guy's been with us. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Bring, plenty of popcorn because we love popcorn, right? And we got plenty to choose from, too. Have yourself a great weekend, America. This is Bill Martinez, 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.